Hi guys. Do you want to grab the audience's attention and then totally fool them and blow them away? This is a great secret. It's used especially well by magicians, but it can be used just as effectively by MCs too. So what is it? If you master this technique, you're going to stand head and shoulders above other MCs, and audiences are going to be wowed by you. It's called misdirection. What does that mean? Okay, misdirection is when you put the audience's attention somewhere, but it's not where they thought it would be. In other words, they think you're doing or saying one thing, but it turns out to be another. In fact, misdirection is also what a lot of comedy is based on. As you listen to a joke, you're anticipating a certain answer. When it's not what you thought, bam, the joke occurs. Misdirection is so easy to do. Why? Because it's actually very difficult for human nature to go against misdirection. And even more so when you put people in the spotlight or up against a timer on stage. If you line people up in a row and the audience starts screaming, everyone on the row will start panicking. It's just human nature. Now, I just saw a great example of misdirection after I finished an event in Perth. We took a few days off after the show, and Harvey, the dancers, and myself went to a place called Caversham Wildlife Park, and we watched a really exciting farm show. Now, it featured people riding horses, sheepdogs herding the sheep, and sheep shearers showing us how fast they could get the wool off a sheep's back. But the most memorable part of the show and the highlight for the audience was this. The host had been talking about milking a cow, and he asked for six volunteers. People came up, and he gave every volunteer a baby's milk bottle full of milk. And then he sat most of them down on a bench. So, of course, we all thought there's going to be a competition to drink the milk from the bottle to see who could finish first. Now, the participants were looking pretty skeptical because they didn't know how hygienic those milk bottles were. And the audience were also thinking, okay, they've got to drink the milk. But, guys, this is what happened. The whole audience started screaming, and everyone on the bench was jumping up and down. They were horrified because they didn't know what was happening. What was actually happening was that six really cute little baby lambs had been released from a pen, and they came charging out and they raced for the milk bottles. Now, the participants were initially horrified, but once they realized what the milk bottles were for and the lambs started feeding from their bottles, the participants were thrilled, especially at the opportunity to feed adorable little baby lambs. Okay, naturally, the audience were roaring with laughter and we were all delighted. This was a great example of misdirection. And needless to say, it was a real highlight for the show and probably the most memorable part of our whole trip. Well, guess what? I managed to capture a little bit of it on video, so here it is for you. This is a great example of misdirection.
But do not start till I say go. Now hang on to two hands in front. Do not squeeze it. Just get ready. Don't start till I say go, don't cheese. Now, are you ready? Okay, squat down here. Okay, are you ready? Are you on the
mask? Oh! Oh, this is cute.
Go, go, go!
Go, man! They want milk.
Go, go, go!
Okay, I'll do it, I'll do it. No, you take it, honey. Donna, you take it.
Okay. Now, hold it up.
look at them. Look at them.
Okay, who's going to finish the job first?
Yeah.
Now, these two here, twins, these are 10 weeks old. These two here are only 2 weeks old, and these ones are going on to 4 weeks old. So who's going to finish their look first?
Yay!
Well done, Sadie. Yeah.
How are you split one finish first?
Oh, finish!
Finish? Well done. Good job.
Look at them, they're so cute.
Have you done there? Good. Here you go, thank you. Then when I wipe the milk, the little towel bag in.
Look at them, look at them. It's so cute.
Can you do that? Yes, you're done. Very good. Very good. One more to go here. This gentleman put his hand up first. You want to come and do this?
He's savouring the moment.
Thank you. Now, did they do a good job?
Yay!
Thank you, guys. Much appreciated.
So misdirection is just like that. Sometimes not so obvious, but it always gets consistent. Fun. Nobody saw it coming. Results. Now, misdirection can be used for games, but it can also be used when you're talking to the audience. So let me give you another example of a way I play using misdirection on stage. I may have an audience member on stage, for example, answering a quiz question. Then once they've answered that question, I'll give him or her a chance to double up their prize. If they go for it, I'll give them a question which they must answer quickly, no hesitation, no delay. For example, why is it against the law for a man living in KL to be buried in Singapore? Now, the chances are they'll answer, is it because he's a Malaysian? And I say, no, it's because he's still living. Crikey, if it was up to you, he'd be buried alive. Now, people love simple things that fool them. If they get the answer right, then you need to have a snappy comeback. So, for example, see, that's what you get from a college education. Excellent. And by the way, did you notice how I just skimmed over the word living and emphasized KL and Singapore? This is misdirection. Placing emphasis on certain words makes that word stand out in the listener's mind. Another one of my examples is, I could have a participant on stage, also giving them a chance to double up their prize, and I'll ask a question like this. Okay, if I have 5 chocolates in my hand and you take one, what do you have? Now, normally they'll answer, 1 chocolate. I say, wrong. If I have 5 chocolates in my hand and you take one, you're going to have a slap across the face and a broken hand. You have no idea how much I love chocolate. Of course, misdirection is not to put people down or to trick people. It's all in the name of fun. It's just a game. So make sure the audience know you're playing with them. Now, another important point to remember is actually the word misdirection is not entirely accurate. As MCs, we're not taking the audience's attention away from something. Actually, we are directing their attention towards something else. So this is the real power of misdirection. You get to constantly be in control, leading the audience precisely where you want them to go. So let's review the key points of misdirection. Key point number 1, If you fool your audience, you'll blow them away. Key point number two. Misdirection is easy to do because it's difficult for human nature to go against it. Key point number three. A lot of comedy is based on misdirection. Key point number four. Let people know you're not putting them down. It's all in the name of fun and games. And key point number five, with misdirection, you can lead the audience where you want them to go. Now, action steps for this module on misdirection. Action step number one, I want you to watch comedy shows or movies and observe, see how much misdirection creates comedy, so you can get an idea of how you can apply it in your performance. Action step number two, analyze your MC skills and see if you can tweak your games or your quizzes on stage using misdirection. Action step number three, put your newfound skills of misdirection into practice first on friends and family. And then action step number four, work your newfound skills of misdirection into playing with your audience on stage. So as always, guys, work on yourselves, and without a doubt, you will build your business, make more money, and live your dreams. So I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.